can't believe we did disappoint them slightly, but the performance was good from our group. The result wasn't good in the end of the day, was it? But
good night. The performance was good. Ah, okay. Started the game for the first 20 minutes. We've got them feeling on the back foot. They've no been up the park. And then there's a mentality about us. We're really too simple as to goals. And that annoyed me. So we made a few changes at half time and went with two wingers, like as did Dunfermline did. And then had a go in the second half. That doesn't do anything for me. You know, I don't buy that. We proved we're this, we proved nothing, we're out of the cup. Playing against a team at home. And at 2-1, Dunfermline were on their heels. And they were looking, you can see that way, taking 10 minutes at every set piece. Because they're playing the game out, they're managing the game properly. And I think they're quite right. They could have scored 2 or 3 extra, Dunfermline, because we are all at them, you know. But it was too much today. Too many people off. Conor Smith getting called off before the game. A skipper no playing. David Gold scored 2 last week, wasn't available today. It was too much. Dunfermline are on a high at the moment and they totally deserved a victory. Could have scored a wee bit more, but it annoys me that we can play like that in the second half and don't play it for 2 halves.
Yeah, you looked as if you were just forcing your way back in at 2-1 just at that point when the penalty went away. It looked as if maybe the goal would go to the other end and then that kills it.
I've only been in this game 50 years. And it amazes me. Dunfermline players didn't even shout for the penalty. Are you trying to tell me that handball that's hit him in front of you in his thigh is going to stop and you're giving a penalty kick? I think all the decisions that are made in the last 10 years are supposed to enhance your game. No, kill it. Killed it as a game. You know, we've got to just saying, right, blow the whistle now and get away up the hood, because it was a poor, poor, poor decision that I suppose Stephen would be happy with.
Yeah, you think he was more protecting himself rather than anything, the ball comes in there, so.
You see every day in football, stupid decisions like that, it's doing nothing for the game of football, you know.
It could have been a turning point in the game, as I pointed out, at that stage, you looked as if you were in the ascendancy, you'd pulled a goal.
Yeah, I agree.
You were playing in,
I agree.
In a turning point.
But Ewan, we were in the ascendancy in the first 25 minutes. And we never took our chances. And then Dunfermline scored. Dow scored a right good goal, to be fair. Bad goal from my own point of view. And the second goal, Dunfermline, that's got to go down in history. 8 goals for a centre half in 8 games. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And credit to them. And I wish Dunfermline all the best in the next round of the Cup. Let's see what's in front of us. We go to Dundee next week in the league, and that's more important.
Yeah, it's important to start picking those points up.
Not yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not get the first league win yet, but it's really important for the first perspective to get
that. Oh, for
that.
Sure. For sure. Looking forward to it.
Okay. Thank
all
you
right,
very much.
Thank you. All right. How are you doing, buddy?
Not bad.